This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry today. On Wednesday, as television viewers in Roanoke, Virginia, tuned into the WDBJ 7 local morning news, they became witness to the live shooting of three people. As reporter Allison Parker interviewed Vicki Garner of the local Chamber of Commerce and cameraman Adam Ward caught it all on film, shots rang out. Gardner underwent emergency surgery after the shooting and is in stable condition, but Parker and Ward died. Jeff Marks, station manager of WDBJ 7, delivered the somber news on air.
It is my very, very sad duty to report that we have determined through the help of the police and our own employees that Allison and Adam died this morning.
The shooting suspect was former WDBJ employee Vester Flanagan. He shot himself while being pursued by police and later died at a hospital. Meanwhile, news of the murder circulated almost instantly, thanks to Flanagan's use of social media and the platform of live TV. The sensational shooting, like most, caught the attention of the White House. Here's Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
As you've heard me say in the past, this is another example of gun violence that is becoming all too common in communities large and small all across the United States. And while there is no piece of legislation that will end all violence in this country, there are some common sense things that only Congress can do that we know would have a tangible impact in reducing gun violence in this country. And Congress could take those steps in a way that would not infringe on the constitutional rights of law-abiding Americans.
National news networks at first showed the violent video, then most of them stopped, saying they wouldn't show it. And that sparked a debate about the line between the gratuitous and the informative. Lots of people praised the networks for self-censoring in this case. Lots of people posted pictures of cute dogs on Twitter as a comforting distraction. My colleague Brian Beutler at The New Republic, himself a shooting victim in Washington, D.C., said the opposite. He said that networks should show the video because, he said, our society unfortunately needs vivid reminders of the awesome life-stopping power of firearms. And you responded too. For some, this hit close to home. From Raleigh, North Carolina, my girlfriend knew Adam Ward in high school. He was moving to Charlotte soon. She says that he was really always positive and one of the happiest people in the world. For many of you, this is yet another reason for better gun control. From Hackensack, New Jersey, I have always been an advocate for stricter gun control with background checks. We should not be bullied into lack of gun control by the NRA for their own financial greed. Our national safety is at stake.
Hi, this is Swapna Moni from New Brunswick, New Jersey. I believe we need more gun control. Guns should not be a right. They should not even be a privilege unless you're in law enforcement. And God knows law enforcement needs more training on restraint. The ease with which weapons are obtained in this country is terrifying.
For some of you, there is resignation that violence of this kind is to be expected. It's not unthinkable, as we've talked about on this show before.
This is Lolly Watt of Wilmette, Illinois. These should be described as expected occurrences rather than tragedies, until and unless we are willing to get serious about gun control.
Hi, my name's Marion. I'm in Campbell, California. And in response to the tragedy in Virginia, how can we even begin to prepare for these kinds of events? In reality, we can't. We can only go out and trust that we will be fine, do what we love to do, and live our lives. And too many times mourn the loss of individuals taken too soon and always too tragically.
We want you to join this conversation. Give us your reaction to the tragedy in Virginia. What do you think needs to change? Can it be changed? Share your thoughts with us at 8778MYTAKE or at thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.